Blog Talk Radio.
And now I present to you that International Bible Teacher of Teachers, Seer Israel of Sevoel. He will utter dark things and mysteries which have been kept from the foundation of the world, showing us the way to go. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
And Yahuwah bless you, see it as well, receive well. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Okay, hallelujah. Well, I'm up there pushing some bad buttons over here, something I didn't hear the last 5 minutes I was calling on you. So since you're here, Mr. Jeff, take your time and do your part in death, says Yahuwah. He's doing the second day of the feast of unleavened bread. Come on.
Well, once again, Yahuwah bless you here as well. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast, second day of the feast of unleavened bread. I think I got that right. It's always a pleasure to be among hundreds of thousands of people that came to hear the righteous words of Yahuwah. And that's a good thing. Because in these days and times, you'll find that it's really needed, the word of Yahuwah. You have many people out there that's talking about the word, and they're getting a lot of people the wrong information. And I ran into that today. That's a pretty serious thing. You got people that's representing the word of Yahuwah in churches and city halls and places like that. All over the place with the word of Yahuwah. I had an occasion today to speak with one of these individuals, and it really put me in a sorry place listening to him express himself. He says he's a Muslim when he goes over here. He's a Christian today when he's in this particular church. So I had to talk to this pastor and show him that Yahuwah is a jealous Yahuwah. He doesn't want any Yahuwah before him. Well, and a pastor didn't know that? I had to show him in the Bible where it said that. Well, it kind of reminded me of a Pharisee, because after I kept showing him the verses, he wouldn't say that. I had to say something else to kind of convince him. And each time, he was saying something to try to throw me off track. See, this is what I try to talk about most of the time. These are the times that we need to know the word of Yahuwah and be word up in it. So when you run into individuals like that, you'll be able to stand your ground. You know what Sirach told us in chapter 6, verse number 6? It said, be at peace with many, but nevertheless have one counselor over 1,000. That says a lot right there within itself. In Sirach chapter 11, verse 8, it says, answer not, but I've heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. This is why people are all over the place. They're trying to talk while you're telling them what they should be knowing. Also, when you look at Sirach chapter 11, read 35 to 37. 35 says, be willing to hear every Yahwali discord, and let not the parables of understanding escape thee. 36, and if thou seest a man of understanding, get thee behind unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door. 37, let thy mind meditate above the ordinances of the Yahuwah, continually in his commandments or Torah instructions, and he shall establish thine mind and give thee wisdom at thy own desire. Now, does that not sound like to you that we're walking into Luke 12:12? Give thee wisdom at thy own desire, remembering what you should say at the right time. You know, there's a history of the world past and the world present. But you have to remember, our history starts from our birth to our death. And those who fail to learn history correctly are soon to repeat it. Those are the ones that are simply doomed in this world and the world to come. And you see it on a daily basis. They've forgotten which way to go. And being leaders, that's a bad place to lead. Because in the book of Matthew, it tells you about being all over the place. Chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. 13 says, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And ye there are things which go in there at 14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life. Few there be that find it. You know, this is why we have a teacher to show you the right way to go. And you're learning with Bible in hand, not with open mouth. Because a teacher can't learn from his students. Because he's given wise counsel, I say that most of the time, and gains even more knowledge by teaching. However, a student can learn from wise counsel and possibly learning to teach one day themselves. This shows well on all the six camps that teach. Learning this word, so you're able to stand up and enforce it when you hear that it's not right. Because we all came to hear things that most of us hear, and some listening can never understand. And Yahuwah's ministry makes all this misunderstanding very possible. Because we have many that came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching, some looking can never find. These are the misinformed, like the people I ran into today. They can do none of these things that we do. This is why the words of Yahuwah that was taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. Because we have to be aware, by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, we're given the knowledge to know that those out there that camouflage the evil or confused teaching and usually overly loud multi-gums contest methods and righteous love, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against us that already know. Because telling you this, you should remember, the best is already here, teaching. We're just waiting for the rest to come. And when they get here, we will show them which way to go, with the Bible in hand. We have to remember that the non-righteous job, I always repeat that, is to lead you astray. We're here to help guide you in the right direction through these loud, dark times and loud bump-the-gums contest for righteous learning and wrong-taught Christianity. You're welcome, and thank you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. Coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Learning how to connect the books, their health, foods that you should eat, and keeping a Sabbath phase like we're doing now. And we give you all this information because you have not. This is what you have came to seek and have now found that in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahuwah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the normal days of Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, having no class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special day. Now, during our Sabbath times, we start at 7:30 if we happen to be on a feast day, because the top part of the actual Sabbath is Friday. And that starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. You have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Also, we have a website address. To use this on any search engine, enter tribeyada.com. And after you do this, it's important to look for tribeyada.com-Israelite. Doing this will take you to a big line where you'll see some choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. To use this, step one, click donate with PayPal. The next step, step two, is click send. Any of the amount with the message if you like. And if this is done, may Yahweh bless you. Doing this, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, give unto the people. Give unto the Yahweh, glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh, the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering, come unto his goodness. Now, I always remind everyone to remember that Yahweh loves that you'll forgive them. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are written in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again written for us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing the Thessalonians Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school to help those individuals really understand the word of Yahuwah. A banquet hall for the gathering our members. Radio station where we can be heard worldwide. And land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program, our Lord Yahuwah. Also while there, click our calendar, which will help keep you, the family and friends, in tune with the Bible feast days like we're in today, that will be for you, your family, and friends throughout the year. That's why we have you to check our calendar. Also, we have a live program, which is a feature that's available during our broadcast time. Now, to get there, this time, search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahuwah. And click the red live button as soon as it appears. On some systems, it might be play button. As soon as you click that, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. Also, we have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah Live. The first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number we have is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. You can call and leave a message on those Bible scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 69 camps in the Yahuwah's ministry. Also in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. I'll have to remind you only a discouraging clip followed by a doubt time. You can also inquire about the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD by calling that same number. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the CA via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC. New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, answering many memos every day, as most of us have seen, and even nowadays, the Latter-day Saints. Those guys even bother me. So please use the international line of 234-600-5579. And if you find that the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, as a reminder, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can catch the entire show today after 10:30 p.m. by entering three words once again, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the Israelites. Just choose the program that you're late logging into or down that list. previous day, you see, if you would like to listen. Also, during our normal broadcast, you'll find we're also simultaneously transmitting our information on Palp Talk, which can be logged in by your phone, tablet, computer, even nowadays your smartwatch. Just make sure you've downloaded the Palp Talk app. We will be listening to Ethnic Group, African American. Look, the voices of the Israelites. Our room will hold 50 or more listening participants where Yahweh's work will be working through a Bible education. Online air to answer the on-the-table topics we discuss during our broadcast will be Elder Institute of Israel, along with Seer Israel, Ryan Shaki. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And the Bar Talk ends before teaching time. We will continue our teaching with Palp Talk. Yahweh be with y'all. But for our reading numbers, to remember this, when we're given the scriptures to speak by the Seer, be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh will flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. So we have to be careful about making worldly statements that can't be backed up by the Bible. But remember to make those statements that can be backed up in the Bible, reminding those that are listening that the best is already here. We're just waiting for the rest to come. So now we'll pass our program back to our Seer Israel and say, hello.
So we cleared it the second day of the feast of unleavened bread, and remember we are testing on it now because our job is to make sure the 600 camps understand exactly what this is all about, to be to teach others. So one thing about it, like the elder said, we got to make sure that we ain't got nothing else right, we got this word right. Matter of fact, give me a precept on what you just said, yo. St. John 3:11. Give me a precept on that, yo. I can stand with the precept behind me.
Okay. In the book of St. John?
Yeah, 3:11.
You got a few books over. Okay, I got it. You just got to get to the page there. Stumbling all over the place today. Guess it must be talking to those deceptive creatures. Okay, in the book of St. John, book of St. John, going to chapter 3, reading verse number 11, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that what we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness."
So Yahweh's voices of a true Israelite got to speak what they know. We got to speak what we know, but we know one thing, deception has been very heavy. That's why no information based upon the proper use of the proper Passover or the proper unleavened bread for the next 7 days. And remember, for the next 7 days, all feast days on the radio. Well, it comes on at 7:30 on every feast day, along with Friday night, period. So remember that all feast days start at 7:30 on the radio. But remember, for those that know we have to get in earlier, like the young lions, you know, we'll see it much earlier, so somebody has to always be there prepared to do something else. Hey, Mr. Tibbs, we always got to be prepared to do something else, Mr. Tibbs. Let's see what somebody has to be able to do in Luke chapter 1 there. Yeah, we see the mothers coming on stage for a feast of unleavened bread, take 2, and we're going to bring the mothers in shortly. But, Luke Tibbs, in the book of Luke chapter 1, see, remember, you have to make sure that the Spirit, that they begin you to get into one of Yahweh's camps early, to around and get things going on. That be the spirit of somebody in this Bible. Let's find out what spirit that'll be when you all of a sudden alarm go off in the head and you say, I better get on down to the temple site right now and get something going on, not waiting till it come on the radio like the young lion did. Luke chapter 1, that Elder Chips. What do we say that we can read in verse 8 down to verse 10? Luke 1, 8 down to verse 10. What's that?
In the book of Luke, chapter 1, reading verses 8 to verse number 10. 8 says, And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before Yahweh in the order of his course, 9, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Yahweh. 10. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense.
Good. See, the people was already outside waiting to get in, but Zechariah's only mission was he had to make sure he get there to turn the lights on. So sometimes you got to understand, you have to have brothers and sisters understand one thing, the people got to get things prepared, get ready for the class. So a lot of things that will go on before the broadcast come on. So, you know, those that listen to the Six of Bonnie Cap, Yahweh Radio, nobody can get in there early. And you know, your hand always needed in all six camps. I got the complaint based on all the other camps and bottom line of how that supposed to work after all, Yahweh put that spirit in them. See, you'll know it when Yahweh put that spirit in them, and they automatically will come early and start getting things around, you know, getting in where they've been in at. So you'll see it, but you got to watch from every from page to the book. And when you see the one that's getting in there early, trying to get on in there and make something happen, then you know you're working with something. See, that's how you feel. See, Zechariah only... one of his job was to make sure you get to the temple site and turn the lights on, you know, and get everything prepared for the class. So we know his spirit is backing somebody today. You know, his spirit is backing somebody. Get to them six anointed camps of Yahweh and force them to his life on the Sabbath day and be they come a little early. And see, can you move things around? Because we always be, you know, all the champs need all the help they can get. That's how you feel. And then once you are leading by example, especially leadership, then people have noticed what you're doing and say, hey, can I get in a little bit of that? And that's how it happens. See, when leadership go according to this book and make their move, you'll be able to activate those that want to get in where they fit in at. But we got to lead by example. No doubt about it. All right, that was excellent, Elder. So we're going to bring our mothers in to make sure they let them know we do see our mothers ready to go. Let them know how on that microphone, like we did on day one of Unleavened Bread. They hollered in the microphone pretty good day one. Why not holler in the microphone day two? So that's what it's all about. See, you lead by example. And one thing about it, once you sit the stage properly, y'all walk on the bless you. Then Yahweh will start turning loose those that watching your works. And they will get in where they fit in at too. That was all about. So when you meet Mother Eve, what allowed for one of the mothers out of Camp 1, hey, Mother Eve, Yahweh be just did right.
Yahweh bless you, see it, Israel. I see you, Lord. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, hallelujah, Yahweh. That's all right. All right, we also got Mother D of Israel. No one of them goes out of Camp 1. You see, look, I'm ready to holler this microphone tomorrow. That was all about. To remember one thing, what we're doing now, we're preparing the way for those that can watch our work. And they're going to step in and ask the question, where can I get in where I fit in at? And that's what we want. Get in where you fit in at. Mother D of Israel. Y'all probably be just Z right.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seroa. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
BFJ Israel. Now, one thing you got to remember one thing. I'm watching you, and I know you got great works going on. Sister BFJ Israel. I know you say you're not ready to holler that microphone yet, but one thing about it, you got great works going behind the scenes, and the old seer respect that with a highly on the work that you're doing behind the scenes. No doubt about it. You and the family that's doing behind the scenes, and the old seer respect that highly on the work that you're doing behind the scenes. Sister BSJ Israel and all of the family, I respect that highly. And that relationship gonna continue and grandchild because it's the right thing to do. So Sister BSJ Israel, I'd like to tell you one thing. Keep up the good work. Like I said again, you put the work in. And grandstyle. Sister BSJ Israel. Y'all want to be with you there, C. Roy. Excellent. All right, let's go back to the beat of Unleavened Bread, take two. Take two. So we found out one thing, that this Unleavened Bread on take two. Now the young man was reading 15 down to verse 18. Did you finish that up? 15 down to verse 18? I'll read verse 17, 18 again, that young line. Let's read it again. The second book Exodus. The second book of the law, the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 17 and 18. Exodus chapter 12, verse 17. Ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread, for this same day have I brought your herbies out of the land of bondage. Therefore shall you serve this day in your generation. By an ordinance forever. By an ordinance forever. So you gotta do this forever. As long as you got breath in your body, you do not live in bread according to Yahweh telling Moses, go ahead.
Verse 18. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even, you should eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month.
Matter of fact, I'm eating unleavened bread as we're speaking. Y'all, I'm chewing on some unleavened bread while the young line is reading, but one thing about it, I know if we lie with this book, Yahweh got no choice but to do what he got written in this Bible. So we have to lead by example. Yahweh, fourth, level two is right. Fishing on the camp, you got to lead by example. That's the game changer right there. Go ahead, young line.
Verse 19, 7 days should there be no leaven found in your houses. Whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that life, soul, should be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land.
Well, let's read the precept. When you will be cut off. That's excellent. Let's find out, Mother E. Let's find out when you will be cut off. He says, you're going to be cut off. Now, when he tells when do this kick in? When do this kick in on being cut off, but not keeping these laws, statutes, commandments, and the peace days? When do this kick in, Mother E? Think about how when this kick in and we can read. In the book of Luke, well, I'm kind of struggling right now. In the book of Luke, Mother, what the old seer is struggling right now, see what we mean. So I want to know, when do this kick in that he's saying that if you don't keep his laws, statutes, and commandments, that it's going to catch you sooner or later. So we need to make sure we clear, especially when Yahweh's sixth morning camp is teaching, we've been able to tell you exactly when it's going to happen after they read the scripture. See, we want to know when do this kick in that we can reap? I'm threatening our mothers, Mother Eve. So are you a Mother Eve, Mother D.F. Israel, y'all got what I need. I appreciate it, but I'm stepping right now. But we gonna get to it. We got plenty of time. So I want to know when do this kick in based upon the fact that if you don't keep these laws, statutes, commandments, now that read that verse again, that young man. Read it again.
All right. Back to Exodus chapter 12, verse 19. Exodus chapter 12, verse 19. 7 days should there be no leaven found in your houses. Whosoever eateth that which is leaven, even that life or soul, should be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land.
You say you'll be cut off, but now we need to know in writing, since we're on the council, when you teach this, I'll go on the international side, go 900,000 strong. So we got to teach, okay, when would you be cut off? Let's see if we read that. Mother, we're going to 13th chapter, book of Luke. And look at verse 24. Let's find out when will you be cut off for not keeping these laws, statutes, and the commandments the way you got it written. When will be the cutoff day? You know, you can run, but it's a cutoff day, and Mother getting ready to read it. And Luke 13, 24, down to verse number 29. Let's read it there, Mother. Let's take the time and knock out the dog. You're going to talk more than two.
Luke chapter 13, verse 24 to 29.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 24, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. Verse 25, when once the master of the house is driven up and has shut the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, say it, Yahweh, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not.
Hold that, mother. Hold that part, mother. Hey, mother, read that again, because you got a whole lot of good precepts in that. So read that verse 22. Read that verse 25 again, mother. And mother, dear Israel, help me. But I'm struggling right now, mother. Have me Matthews for the precept. So, but I'm struggling right now, Mother dear Israel. So, Mother, read that verse 25 again, but you got a whole lot of good stuff in verse 25. And we're going to work that verse over a little bit after you read it again. Verse 25.
Luke chapter 13, verse 25. The one, the master of the house is driven up and has shut the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Yahweh, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not, which you are. Verse 26.
Yeah, hold that part right there. I want to look on 25 for a minute, Mother. He said, once the master of the house rise up. Hey, Mother, not the official. Who this master is, once this master. Let's precept that back, Mother, the official, to Matthews chapter 23. And verse 8 and 13. Let's precept this, Mother D of Israel. We want to precept this, Mother D of Israel. Once the master
brother house get up and shut the door. And you begin to say rebel. And to knock at the door, saying, Yahweh, Yahweh, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I never knew you which you are. Now, I think that's a hurtful feeling to know that when you think you've been done all that you have did and you've done it totally wrong, and then Yahweh told you, I never knew you. I ain't never told you to do what you're doing today. So who is this master mother bringing up Israel? Matthew 23, verse 8 and 10, come on.
You said Matthew's 23, 8 through 10?
Yeah, Mother, he said, yeah, that's right. That's right, Mother, dear of Israel. Mother, he said, yeah, that's right. 23, verse 8 and 10. Mother, he said, yes. Mother, dear of Israel, that's right. Come on.
Matthew's 23, verses 8. But then not you call Rabbi. For one is your master, even Yahweh the Son, and all you are brothers. Verse 9. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. Verse 10. Neither be you called master, for one is your master, even Yahweh the Son.
So now we clear the master, once this master get up, he's going to say, I never knew you. Because one thing about it, you got to make sure your election is sure. What you're doing, you don't want this man to say this to you once he wakes you up. I never knew you. I ain't never told you I keep it Sunday. Lord God, Jesus, Christmas, New Year's. I never told you that. I never sent no message down there to eat all. I ain't sent no message down there to eat chicken and cow. I didn't tell you that. Because all they'll do is mess you about it. I ain't told you that. See, we got to know what this book's saying to be able to help our people. Let me tell you something. If we put that chicken, cow, and hog down for 90 days, exercise, drink spring water, and keep your Yahweh first. You better detox your body from all the chemicals that were built up from eating chicken, cow, and hog. See? That is, remember that bad or mad cow disease? See, remember, all the nations don't mind giving a few of them. But they know the majority of you going to be eating chicken, hog, and cow. So if they're going to put anything in anything, it will be your chicken, hog, and cow. So remember, if you want your body, and I don't care how much money you make, if you want your body to detox itself, if you want to not see Doc Cook, for 90 days, put down the chicken, hog, and cow. Exercise the spring water to keep your Yahweh first. You'd be surprised how you detox your body and all them bad chemicals in your body, and all of a sudden you start feeling much better. But you got to try it, babe. Remember, young man, what it tells in Sirach 10:1?
According to the book of Sirach, the seer, chapter 10, verse 1. A wise seer with instructed people in the government of a prudent man is well born.
Mm-hmm. 37, 23, and 26.
37. Sirach 37.
26.
Sirach. Is that 27?
37.
The book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 23
and 26.
And 26. Sirach 37, verse 23. And why fear instructed people in the fruits of his understanding, fail not. Verse 26. And why fear should Aaron honor among his people, and his name should be perpetual.
Give me another precept on that. Ezekiel 33, verse 39 and verse 33. Give me a third precept on this. See, we got to understand something. You got the answers. All we got to do now is get hard and do the book. Because we as the people right now, we're in bad shape. The Almighty help. The old nations against you, they're going to beat you back, all because of one thing. You refuse to make a Bible decision. You make a cataclysm decision from the Roman Catholic Church. And he gave you in 34:16, I now read, this book is your understanding. This book, not no cataclysm. You need this book for your understanding, especially you of the bloodline 12 tribes of Israel. This is the book you need for information. It's not going to tell you about no names other than the four letters. Lord God, Jesus, Jehovah, I'm going to get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. Sooner or later, once the master rises up. So you got a chance to get it right now. You got a chance, let it down, put that Lord God, Jesus, Jehovah down now before he shuts you down. It's up to you. So once the master get up, what you reading that, young man?
We're reading Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30 to 33. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30. Also, you son of man, the children of your people, they are talking against you by the walls, in the doors of the house, and speak one to another, every one to his brother. Say, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from Yahweh. Verse 31. And it came unto you as your people coming, and they sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but with their mind going after their covenant. 32. And lo, you are unto them as a very lovely song of one that plays, they have a pleasant voice, they can play well on an instrument. But they hear your words, but they do them not. 33. And when it's coming to pass, lo, it will come. And then should they know that a seer has been among them.
You know, I don't know what you will be doing. Might be just driving your car. You might be sitting on the top of the bed, sitting on the living room. Sooner or later, you will recognize that a seer is in the midst of thee. Now, the definition of a seer is a man of Yahweh in the midst of you to show you your way to go. Because we don't have to be in it the predicament. But the reason why we're here right now, you refuse to do the book. You got your own way of doing things, and it's going to cost you. Once the master get up, to carry you up, it's going to cause you. Once the master get up. Now, Mother D of Israel, it says that once the master shut the door. Now, what that supposed to mean in the precept of Bible, Mother D of Israel? We're going to 25th chapter to see what that supposed to mean. Once the master shut the door, once the master shut the door. What that's supposed to mean, see, when you precept your Bible, it'll tell you what that means once the master get up. Let's look at the 25th chapter, Mother Day of Israel. Look at verse number 8. And we'll read down to get our point. Once the master get up. Let's see what he got written that we can read. In Matthew 25, pick up verse 8. We'll read down and we'll get our point. Israel,
come on. Okay. Let me. Matthew chapter 25, verse 8.
Yes, take it up
at
verse 8 and read down until you get our point.
Read down to what?
Just read down until we get to our point. Just start reading. 25,
okay.
Verse 8, just read down
until
we get our point. Come on.
All right. Matthew chapter 25, verse 8 reads, "And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." Verse 9. "But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go you rather to them that sell and buy for yourself." Verse 10. "And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut." Verse 11. "Afterwards came also the other virgin, saying, Yahweh, Yahweh, open to us." Verse 12. "But he answered and said, truly I say unto you, I know you not." 13. "Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Verse 14.
That's it, Mother. Good. So you see, you know, those that, you know, they all occupied and everything contrary, without keeping and put these laws, statutes, commandments to the side, and then once the master have risen up, you're going to be saying, Yahweh, Yahweh, open up to us. He's going to say, I don't want you. He said, I sent the seer to tell you exactly what's going to happen to you. It's plainly, but you're paying no never mind. So now I speak to the mouth of the seer. Huh? And I told the seer to tell you, keep my laws, statutes, commandments. That means my regular Sabbath days, special Sabbath days called Leviticus 23 and Tobiamo, but you tell them, don't ever mind. And your time's going out. And they're going to say, well, you know, I did, you can say, I never knew you. That's why you got to watch. Right in verse 13. Therefore, you do not. Neither the day and hour, what then the Son of Man is coming. So now you know who's coming now. So that's why you got to watch. How you watch and pay the bill. So you got to be watching. How you watch and pay the bill. You watch and pay the bill. Because you never know when the Son of Man is coming. We're saying Titus and 7 verse 6 of St. John.
Beloved John, chapter 7, verse 6. Beloved John, chapter 7, verse 6. Beloved John, chapter 7, verse 6 reads, "Ye not by the Son, said unto them, my time is not yet come. But your time is always ready."
That's why you give it all you got. Every opportunity you got to get in this Bible, give it all you got. Because your time is always ready. He knew his time. He read. The Bible showed him exactly what he got to do. And then he woke the brother. our right hand. Okay? But we don't know our time. That's why we keep telling you, do all you can in Yahweh. Don't worry about what you will left and what you will right. Your time, my time, is always ready. And remember in 4:2, the book of Sirach there, young man. What's there in 4:2, verse 28 in the book of Sirach? Never forget this, read it, pick it up at 20:30 just to make it sound good and walk it down. See, understand one thing. We keep spirit led from Yahweh. Understand one thing. Make sure the decision that you make, the Bible supports what you're doing. Because your time is always ready. My time is always ready. What it says in 4:2, verse 24, let's read now a little bit.
Book of Sirach, chapter 42, verse 24. It reads, all things are double, one against another, and he hath made nothing imperfect. Verse 25, one thing established the good of another, and who should be filled with the beloved of his greatness?
Hey, behold it. Okay, do you have it?
5:2, 24 of the last verse.
Well, I mean, I'm struggling then. I want the part where it says, you never can go far enough there, young man. So I'm struggling right now. So,
that's verse Sirach 42, Sirach 43, verse 30.
Okay, take it back up to about 28. Listen good. 4:3:28, make a note of that.
4:3:28, what does it say? Book of Sirach, chapter 43, verse 28. How should we be able to magnify him? For he is great above all his works. 29. Yahweh is terrible and very great and marvelous in his power. Verse 30. Will you honor Yahweh, exalt him as much as you can? For even yet, he will fight feet. And when you exalt him, pour forth all your strength.
Yes.
And be not weary. For you can never go far enough.
So you can never go far enough in Yahweh. So whatever you did, like I say again, we have a great first day of unleavened bread, but that's over with now. It's Saturday day now. So we can't worry about that marriage. We gotta worry about this. So give it all you got. Every time when it's time to take care of your problems, then you go all out. Because you can never go far enough. You never think you're comfortable. But the fact that you think, well, no, I'm done. No, no. Do some more. Do some more. Do some more. Add more to it. That's when your problems, remember, you're trying to get to that kingdom. And everything material of the world will be left behind you. So what you don't want to get tied up in is world scenery. Not knowing you cutting yourself off short. Because you ain't got it right. And he's definitely going to deal on you at a time appointed. So, now, in that verse that Moses read, in Luke chapter 13, verse 25, he says that you begin to without and knock at the door, saying, Yahweh, Yahweh, open up to us. Now, let's give a little more precept on that. Hey, get out of Mr. Tails. I need a little more precept on that. Let me give a little more precept on that. He says, and knock at the door. So, what is he saying there, yo? Let's go to End Time Prophecy in the book of Revelation. Let's find out what he's saying by that. That you're going to knock at the door. Let's see if we find out what is he trying to tell us, Phil. Let's see if we find out. I know I'm struggling on everything. Ain't too much working for me right now. I'm struggling. But I want to know, what do you mean you stand at the door, but I'm still struggling?
Matthew chapter 7, look what he says here, pick up verse 21, y'all
The book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21 reads,
right.
Not every one that said unto me,
right.
Yahweh, should enter to the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
But he that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
True, you got to be doing the will. So if you ain't doing the will, you ain't got nothing coming. Tell you up front. A wise seer would instruct his people. If you're not doing the will, you're going to pay the price if you're not doing the will. Go ahead.
Verse 22. Many were there to me in that day. Yahweh. Have we not prophesied in your name?
Yeah.
And in your name I cast out them.
Yeah.
And in your name I done many wonderful works.
Many wonderful works.
Verse 23.
Huh?
And then will I profess unto him.
And then will I confess unto him or her. What?
I never knew you.
I never knew you.
Depart from me.
Get away from me.
He that works sin.
You working sin. You breaking my laws, statutes, and the commandments. Get away from me. You don't want this to happen to you. A wise seer will instruct his people to saying, make a Bible decision. Stop making a world of decision. Make sure what you're saying, the Bible supports it. You don't want this man to tell you, I never knew you. You sinned against me. Because if you're not keeping the law, statutes, and the commandments the way you got written in the Bible, you are sinned against him. It's going to cause you at the time appointed. It's going to cause you. We tell you up front, you know, and we tell you, get away from me. I never knew you. See, you don't want this to happen to you. So examine yourself before you wreck yourself in the past. That's always y'all tell you. Now, we got a whole lot of good proofs about that, Mother E. So maybe we got a whole lot of good stuff out of that. I need one more out of that, young man. I want you to read that verse again on 7:21. I'll read one more time. Chapter 21 of Matthew.
The book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 21. Now anyone that said unto me, Yahweh, should enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
But he or she that do the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
Yeah, what is his will? See, you got to do his will. What is his will we can read, you know? We can read it over there. We can read it in 41st day of Psalms. Let's see it. Think about what is his will? Because my people say, well, I'm doing his will. Well, how are you doing his will? Well, I keep Lord God Jesus, Jehovah and Sunday. That's not his will. You want to know what his will is? Hey, I'm getting ready to read it to you plainly with a precept, 40 verse 8. The book of Psalms. What's his will? Hey,
what? 40 verse 8?
Psalm.
Book of Psalms.
Yeah, 40. Okay,
in the book of Psalms, chapter 40, looking at verse number 8. And 8 says, I delight to do thy will, O my Yahweh. Yea, thy law is written in my mind.
Mm-hmm. So his will is law. That's his commandments. So examine yourself. Are you keeping his will? That means you're doing laws, statutes, and commandments. That's his will. And now, the seer Isaiah pulled that verse L and 40 verse 8, and what did he say? He pulled that verse in Isaiah 40 verse 8. Let's see what he say. 40 verse 8 of Isaiah. What did he say?
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse number 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of our Yahweh shall stand forever.
So, what's going to stand there? Word of Yahweh? That's going to stand there. So, what do you got?
chapter in this Bible is going to stand forever. That's what's going to stand what he got written. Matter of fact, Mother Dear of Israel, give me a precept in the 12th chapter, verse 46 down to verse 50, of a book called St. John, Mother Dear of Israel. How about a precept on that, Mother? The word going to stand. Listen to what he tells you about the word. And St. John 12, 46 down to verse 50. Mother D.F. Israel, come on. Mother D.F. Israel.
Microphone is off.
So, you said you got it,
Ill?
I got it.
He muted me.
What was the verse again? No, you was unmuted. You okay now. You can read it. Go ahead, Mother D.F. Israel.
Come on, Mother
D.F. Israel.
Good
Josh.
46 down to verse 50.
St. John chapter 12.
Yeah, 46 down to verse 50.
St. John chapter 12, verse 46. I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. 47. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. 48. He that reject me and receiveth not my words have one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last days. 49. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father, which sent me, he gave me a commandment that I should say and what I should speak. Verse 50. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak.
Mm-hmm. Read verse 48 again, Mother. Verse 48.
He that rejects me and receive not my words has one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day.
So, Mother, according to verse 48, what going to judge us in the last days?
The word.
The word. This is what's going to judge you right here. This is what Yahweh is going to put on the table. What's going to judge you in the last days is the word of Yahweh. If you can tell me yourself now, are you keeping the word of Yahweh? This is what's going to judge you in the last days, his word. So he's going to break out your history. He's going to judge you according to the words that's written in this Bible. That's what's going to judge you in the last days is this word. So, now, Molly, I'm going to check you all of verse 25 of Luke 13, 25. We got it out the way. Now, let's read a little bit more and find out when
The book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 26. Verse 26 reads, then shall you begin to say, ye have entered. Then shall you begin to say, ye have eaten and drinking in the presence, in thy presence, and thus has talked in our streets. Verse 27. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not, which ye are. Depart from me, all ye works of iniquity. Sin.
See, hold on, wait a minute. How many times we read already today that I knew you not because you sinned against me? How many times have we read? I've read about 3-4 times already today.
Y'all,
I knew you not. And there's no reason why he don't know you. When you sin against him, he don't know you. Hey. Now I got to get a precept on that. About a young line. Chapter 1. I gotta give a, let me give another precept on that. Tell you that, listen, he do not know you when you sin against him. Now, we're going to Hosea chapter 1 there, young man. I'm gonna get a precept. See, we can be thinking we're on the right track. But if you're not on the right track according to this Bible, you're doing things according to the world, it ain't gonna work.
Young what?
We have read about 4 times today out of take 2, I never knew you. Now we're going to precept that, and y'all go out on ask Hosea. Let's see what he says to Hosea and verse number, pick up verse 1 and 2 and let's get down to both. Now I want to hear 1 and 2 real chapter. I want to look at 1 and 2. Of Hosea. The book of Hosea, listen to how Yahweh operates. See, once we turn a deaf eye, a deaf ear on how Yahweh works, you lose. You lose. But he'll tell you, I never knew you. Watch what he says in Hosea chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Come on there, Yahweh.
The book of Hosea the Seer, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Hosea the Seer, chapter 1, verse 1. The word of Yahweh that came unto Hosea the Seer, the son of Barak, in the days of Josiah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, in the days of Jerubbaal, Jeroboam, in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel.
Oh, boy. Now read the top 2 lines again. Listen real good, National. Listen to this right here. Real good. Hosea 1, 2.5 lines. Read it.
Hosea, let's see it, chapter 1, verse 1. The word of Yahweh that came to Hosea, the son of Barak, in the days of Josiah.
So where the word came to?
Hosea. The seer.
You see that? Verse 2.
Verse 2. The beginning of the word of Yahweh for Hosea the seer.
You see that? Y'all see that? So you see how the word is passed down and he don't change. The word come to the seer first.
Yahweh?
The word come to the seer first. Let's see what he said to the seer. And?
And Yahweh said to Hosea the seer.
And Yahweh said to Hosea the seer. What do you say?
Go take unto you a wife of whoredoms.
Take a wife of whoredoms.
And children of whoredoms.
And make children of
for the man hath committed great whoredoms.
Yeah.
Departed from Yahweh.
He said this land hath committed great whoredoms. Departed from Yahweh. That's a great whoredom. See, you understand something? A great whoredom is when you depart from Yahweh. That's a great. You tell the seer, he's going to take you. written in this Bible.
Go get you one of those pig leg, high back women. Go on, get you one.
Uh-oh.
Read the Bible, don't do it. That's what you do. Now, he did that. And what happened in verse number four?
Verse four. And y'all probably says here.
What?
Call his name Jezreel.
Yeah, all right, God. Have a child and call the child by the name of Jezreel.
But yet, a little while, I will avenge the blood of Jezreel.
Yeah.
Upon the house of Jehu. It will cause to see the kingdom of the family of Israel.
And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to cause to come to an end the whole nation of the ten northern tribes of Israel. See, I'm going to cause the whole ten tribes of Israel to come to an end. Huh? Yeah, right there. That's a prophecy. The whole ten tribes of Israel, I'm going to bust it like a wall now. Hosea, go tell, you go make a song. And there's some revenge going on. But I'm going to call the whole ten tribes of Israel to get away from me, to come to an end. Okay. But who knew that information? The seer. Verse 5.
Verse 5. And it shall come to pass at that day that I will break the bow of Israel, the Lord the kingdom.
Yes.
In the valley of Jezreel.
Yes. 6.
And she conceived again and bear a daughter. And Yahweh said to him, call her name Luhama.
Yes.
For I will no more have mercy on the house of Israel nor the kingdom, the northern tribe. But I will utterly take them away.
You see that? So you thought the Syrians had nothing to do with it, huh? Yahweh told the seer of the land, I'm through with the northern kingdom. I'm through with them. All ten tribes. I'm through with them. Huh? See it, tell them. Yahweh through with you. Northern kingdom. Ten tribes. And guess what? Ain't nothing changed today. Yahweh still through with the ten northern tribes. Even today.
Yahweh.
Man, I was doing this Roman Catholics. See? 99% of the northern kingdom is Roman Catholics. That ain't what you're going to be doing in this book. You keep them praying to Mary and praying to Mary's mother Anne. That ain't what the Bible ever told you to do. It's nowhere in the Bible you can read that you're supposed to pray to Mary and Mary's mother Anne. Nowhere in this Bible. That's why he's going to tell you, I never knew you. And you're going to pay the biggest price because you're going to deceive many people by having them praying to Mary and Anne. Yeah? What started, you can trace that back to Martin Luther. He once started that. And it's going on big time today. It's nowhere in the Bible it told you to pray to Mary or Mary's mother Anne. Nowhere in the Bible. You might just read over in the Cataclysm that the Roman Catholic Church put together. But you don't read in this Bible. So you read right now, Northern Kingdom, Yahweh tells us here, I'm through with you. And let's read a bit more. Why?
Right, verse 7. Hosea is here, chapter 1, verse 7.
Yeah.
But I will have mercy on the family of Yahdai Judah,
yeah,
of the kingdom.
Yeah.
Judah, Benjamin, Levi, and Simeon.
Yes.
And will save them by Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
Their Yahweh.
Yeah.
And will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen.
So this battle that Judah, Benjamin, Levi can be put together through Yahweh. You ain't got to have no knife in your sock, a little Uzi,
not do his will, he's going to do. He's going to expose you. Yahweh is through with the northern kingdom, even to this day, because so many things got people built for the northern kingdom. If they got here, let him hear. Northern kingdom. Read some more.
Verse 8. That when she had weed, the Ruhamah, she conceived and bare a son.
Yeah.
Verse 9. Then said Yahweh, call his name Naomi, for ye are not my people, and I will not be your Yahweh.
Yeah. Is that there? The Northern kingdom is not the people of Yahweh. Although they are bloodline Israelites, but you're not the people of Yahweh. Here's what's there. Here's the verse in man. Verse 9. One verse 9. Northern kingdom consists of 10 tribes. You are not the peoples of Yahweh. So now you need to find out. The 6th Northern Council will show you what you got to do to get back with him. But until you break away from that Roman Catholic Church, Islam and Judaism, you're not the peoples of Yahweh. Here's what's there in verse 9. Then said the four-letter man, Yahweh, call his name Lahamah, for you are not my people, and I will not be your Yahweh. Talking about the Northern King, that's prophecy already done. See? So now you need to find out one thing. Northern King, you know what you got to do, because, you don't want to be, him said, we've been real four times. I never knew you. The way you're going right now, knowing the kingdom, that was going to get you. I never knew you. Don't keep the Lord God, Jesus, and keep it, praying to Mary and Mary's mother, Anne. I'm going to tell you something. I never knew you. That is a feeling you don't want it. If he never knew you, he wakes you back up from that long sleep and put that fear back in you and throw you in that fire, you would be heard in advance. Didn't the fear tell you that give me a precept, give me Joel 2, 27, 28. Do you hear that I told Joel to see put it right? 2:27-28, Elvin Steele. What I tell Joel to see put it right? 2:27-28.
What's the Joel the chapter 2:27 and verse number 28. 27 says, and you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. 28. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The old men shall dream dreams. The young men shall see visions.
Now read verse 27 again. Who is he addressing this information to in verse 27?
27 says, verse number 27, and you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed.
So the people that are going to prophesy is going to be, according to verse 27 here, going to be who? The one that's going to be prophesizing scattered the information upon the sun, according to verse 27, going to be who? Hell, mysterious. Who? According to verse 27, what did you say that we can edify the national ordinance on in verse 27? Break that down, Hell, come on.
Well, he's the Yahweh of Israel and none else. And the people in Israel shouldn't be ashamed of Yahweh.
Hallelujah. Now read verse 32 and see the deal. Read verse 32, what the nation of Israel got to do in verse 32.
32 says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Yahweh shall be delivered for in Mount Zion, Yada Judah, and in Jerusalem shall be delivered as the Yahweh had said, and in the remnant whom the Yahweh shall call.
You see that? So what they got to do, according to verse 2, he said, what they got to do, now he look at, he tell him what you got to do.
Got to call on the name of Yah. Got to call.
Go ahead.
Answering that question, you got to call on the name of the Yahweh to be delivered.
How many levels is that? How many levels is that?
It's
32. It's 32
levels. That's four letters.
Four letters. Y-H-W-H. And so, if you're going to make it, you got to call on the four letters to be saved. You see that? So, those who holler about all these dynamic teachers all over the country, what name are they using? See, now, they number Germanics in your brain. You got to call on the four letters to be saved. Read that again, verse 32. Oh, well, you know, it got to be more than you out here. Okay, good. Well, I know one time they both call them the one name, four letters. Well, y'all go up. So if they not calling the land of four letters, we got to keep waiting until they show up. I don't care how dynamic teachers they are. They got to be called on the four letters to be saved. Because your whole purpose is to be saved, right? So how you got another on the table, and they not call them, and they're not using the four letters. The four letters get you saved, according to what we just got to read. Read again, L. Let's see how many letters get you saved, according to Hosea the seer and Joel 2:32. Make it plain, L.
Okay, verse number 32 says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Yahweh shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion, Yada Judah, and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Yahweh had said, and in the remnant whom the Yahweh shall call.
So you got to call the name. You got to call the name. Six them on the camps. You got to speak what you know. Whoever to save the people of the six anointed camps. Remember, I don't care how dynamic, worldly, or teaching is. If they ain't calling on the name, then look what Mother D. of Israel is reading 127 verse 1 of Psalms. Hey, Mother D. of Israel, what? What is it saying, Mother? At 127 verse 1. If you not call on the name, oh, it got to be somebody else. Okay. Then we know one thing. It'll tell you to describe a duck. Well, a duck is, he walks sideways, got fun-looking old piece, and he go quack, quack, quack. And so now, and then he say, oh, that's what that do? Yeah. But then you look over there and see something that's crawling around on his belly and says, that's the duck right there. How can that be the duck? That ain't the duck. That ain't the duck right there. So he's giving you information what to look for. If a ministry is not calling on the name, you're not lined up to be saved, according to Joel. So I don't care how dynamic the minister say is, what name is they calling on? Brother, get ready to read if they call on another name in 127. Watch Mother Dear Israel take care of business according to Andrew coming to David. 127 verse 1, Mother Dear Israel, what it say?
Psalms 127 verse 1. Except Yahweh build the temple, thy labor in vain that build it. Except Yahweh keep the city, the watchman waited, but in vain.
So, although my mother's coming out on that verse, bro, bottom line to tell you, if you ain't calling on the name of Yahweh, you're doing it what kind of way, mother?
In vain.
What kind of way you're doing it? You're doing it in vain.
In vain.
In
vain.
So all these dynamic teachers all over the world, what name are they calling on? Every name that the bow left. So according to 127, the angels brought it down and said they're doing it. What kind of way, mother?
In vain.
In vain. Position on the castle, you got to know that. Get out your buildings. I don't care how dynamic a teacher is. If he's not called on the bow left, he's doing it for nothing. It's going to get you going in the bottom of that pie, and you thinking a dynamic teacher don't have to call on the name. If you're not using the name, you ain't going to make it. And he made it plain again, Hilda, and 227 Joel, he made it plain. I mean, and all we're doing is repeat what once is read and comment on it. Joel 227 to say,
Joel chapter 2 verse 27 says, and you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Yahweh, your Yahweh, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed.
You see that? Now, when you read that right there, what you get mad at me for reading that? He let you know exactly who he's the Yahweh of and none else. So when you break away from not using the name, not doing the law, touching the commandments, he's not your Yahweh. But when you keep the law, touching the commandments, and call on that one name, the four letters, then you got a shot to get to where you want to get to, call the kingdom. There's your damn lane. You know, sooner or later, like I said, again, the floodgates gonna hit all over the country. They're gonna be looking for Yahweh, voice over to his wife. Because we're gonna show you what the Bible's saying, not what the cataclysm's saying. You got to use the one name to be saved. Or the man gonna burn you in the fire. And you got it right there, in right. Four letters. YHWH. So, what makes you a dynamic teacher? When you call on the one name and you keep the law, statutes, and commandments. That's what makes a dynamic teacher. And all I know that calling on the name and using the four letters is Yahweh's voice to his life. So, that's where your dynamic teacher is at. There can't be nowhere else across the Bible. So to get in your buildings and say there must be somebody somewhere else, you ain't the only, then go to the Bible and just do what Yahweh just said. If you ain't using the name, you're on a dynamic ticket to the world. You're not according to Yahweh. One name. Or that. Or David made it plain in 127 verse 1. The angel told David, if they not keep the one name, they labor in vain. And that's that's what they're going to get. I never knew you. Get away from me. I rose up and set myself to tell you, one name get my attention. Not no many names. Four letters. YHWH. Or the man going to burn you in the fire. There it is right there. Now, come on back, mother. Let's come on back and get some more of that, mother. So now, so we read, matter of fact, bring that book out again. Y'all mind that 12 verse 18 again? The book of Matthew, I mean, that's 12, 18 again. Are we going back to the book of Exodus? The second book of the Heavenly Sabbath, chapter 12, verse 18. Book of Exodus. Chapter 12, verse 18. In the first month they bid, on the 14th day of the month, at evening, you should eat unleavened bread, to the 1 and 20th day of the month, at evening.
I'm missing something. Give me another verse there.
19. 7 days. Did there be no leaven found in your house? For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that life or soul should be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a stranger or born in the land.
Oh, okay. That's now. Okay, thank you. Now we with it now. So now, we want to know when did this cutoff period start. See, we know you're going to be cut off if you're not keeping the law, statutes, and commandments, you're not doing the feast days where you can't do, the man ain't going to get you. But you won't know when. We can tell you when. Now, back to mother. So we preach us about our when. But when do we get our just reward of this punishment? We're going to find out. Mother, you're going to find out. Let's go to verse 27 again, mother. 13, 27. Read that again, mother. Let's see if we get back up or when. Yeah.
The book of Luke, chapter 13, 27. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not when ye are. Depart from me. Depart from me, all ye works of iniquity. Sin.
28.
There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And ye shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and all the seers in the kingdom of Yahweh, and you yourself thirst out.
Hey, so there it is. So there you go right there. There it is right there. So when do we get there to beat you back, for the final beat you back down? Read verse 29 again. So now we got it right. We got it. This way he going to get you wherever you at, bring you by the ground, and take care of you for not doing what was written in the book. So now we know exactly when he's going to take care of you, according to verse 28. Come on, Mo.
Verse 28. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When ye shall see Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and all the seers in the kingdom of Yahweh, and you yourself first out.
You see that, Malcolm? So now we know exactly where it's going to happen. So once you see Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, and all the seers, that's when he's going to start delivering you up. Now, I need a precept on that. Now, here's a precept. This ain't Yahweh precept the Bible. See, you understand something. Yahweh got an order about things. Now, watch this order that we give and read about Mother E. Hey, Mother E, give me a precept on that, Mother E. Give me the 11th chapter of Revelation. We're going to get a precept on what you just got to read. Once you see Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, Mother D of Israel, where is
all is dead.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah.
Once he get him up, huh? And all the fears, once he get him up, let's see what he got written in 11 verse 18, Mother E. Hey, Mother E, let's see if we analyze Revelation 11, 18.
Look at Revelation chapter 11, verse 18. And the nations were angry, and their wrath is come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto the servants who fear, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, shall small and great, and should destroy them which destroy the earth.
Now, Mother, you got a whole lot in that, Mother. Now, look at Mother. You got a whole lot in that, Mother. So now, Mother, let's read that again and put a little more audio to it. Now, you going to say a whole lot that the world is not comprehending this whatsoever. See, the time is a time for everything. We read that, young man, Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1, just a little bit. See, listen, it's a time for everything. It's time for, see, we come to this broadcast, it's a time for us now to wake up those that want to do books. Get out your feelings, and it's a time to do books.
Y'all go up.
And he's going to show you about it. It's always a time to make the dressing. So if you got ear to hear, he going to give you that time for you to come back and do book. Let's see what he's saying in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Let's read a little bit, young man.
Put Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1. Everything there's a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted. Verse 3. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. Verse 4. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. Verse 5. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. Verse 6. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. Verse 7. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silent, and a time to speak. Verse 8. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. What profit has he working in that wherein he labors? Verse 10. Have seen the travail which Yahweh has given to the sons of men to be exercised in.
Let's go with that. So the time, what's the what? So now he give you the order how this thing, how he gonna do it. See, he do everything in order. It's a time. Now, mom just got to read about the time. See, you know, mom and child just got a word, you know, your little ones in purgatory. And they suffering in purgatory. And if you hit that box real good, you can get them in the heaven. But then John is reading the end time prophecy. They're announcing everything you just told them people to do. There's a time for what, Mother? According to 11:18, hey, Mother. There's a time for what is 11:18 again?
The book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 18. And the nations were angry, and their wrath is come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged. That's all.
Stop with that, brother. Stop with that. So, the Catholic Church, they already been judged. Once you pay your indulgence, and you got your pension letter, you was down to zero. What the Catholic Church do? But y'all know there's a time for this. That time ain't happened yet. So, where is all the dead at right now? According to Catholic Church, you can go and get your loved ones out of purgatory from suffering and get them up and away in heaven. But then he tells John, there's a time that it has come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged. And that thou shouldest give reward unto his servant. Who? Who? Who, mother? He will give the seers. They get the reward first. This one. So the one, they get the reward first. The seers. Now, after the seers get the reward, then what happened next, mother?
He said, to the seers and to the saints.
Stop right there. So, you know, the nation of Israel get a reward, mother. After, what get their reward?
Pardon me?
After the seer get his reward, he going to put things in order. He going to wake up the seers first. He going to get them back on his feet. Then he gonna wake up the saints. And the saints. But the first one he gonna get on their feet is who? The seers. Is that what we're reading,
Mother? Right.
Hallelujah. Is that what we're reading, Mother?
That's what it says.
Hallelujah.
Well, how about hallelujah then, Mother?
Hallelujah.
Is that what it's saying?
Hallelujah.
It is saying here, and that thou shalt give reward unto thy servants, the seers, and to the saints. So who get a reward first, according to? Hey, who
gets
the reward first,
Elder? The seers.
The seers. After they get their reward, who gets their reward after that? The saints. Now, who is the saints? Elder, Mr. Tibbs, 148, verse 14. Who is these saints? It can't be the Latter-day Saints over in Utah. They say anything. But we're going to read the Bible and see who the saints is in 138:14. See, it's time to come back to the Bible. So they say they are the saints. But what do the Bible say? And 138:14, you know, according to the Bible, the angel coming down to David, he going to tell David who was the saints. So who are we going to go with? We're going to find out. 138, verse 14, Elder. Come on.
Psalms 148, verse number 14,
says,
he also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even the family of Israel, a people near unto him. Hallelujah. Akbar.
So who is Yahweh's saint there, Elder, according to 148, verse 14?
family of Israel.
The family of Israel. That's who the saints is. Not the Latter-day Saints. Amen, God. When we do Bible put the thing on you. So now get a precept in 149, 1 and 2, get a precept on it. 149, 1 and 2. I mean, he tells the same story all over the Bible. When are we going to believe the Bible? This is how it's going to happen. The angel came down and told John exactly who the saints is. And when he come and bring and do his reward things, the first one he's going to get up is the seer. And the first seer he got up was Adam. He got up all the rest of them. I had that waiting on me, young man, one. It's the book of the 14th chapter 1 through 8, 1 through 9, and the book of Nicodemus. So you see, we got to understand something. The 600 chapter time we teach about. Yahweh ain't going to do the great things for you until you prepare. So I got to find out who read the Bible or read it in their feelings. You read how it's going to be in the Bible. That's the end of it. 149, 1 and 2 is 8 of them. Psalm 149, verse 1 and 2.
Psalm 149, reading verse 1 and 2. 1 says, praise ye the Yahuwah. Sing unto the Yahuwah a new song. And praise in the congregation of saints. 2. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the family of Yadah Judah be joyful in their king.
Hey, now who are the saints according to verse 1 and he put the answer on in verse 2? So who are the saints here, Bill? So who is the saint? So who are the saints?
Children of Yahdah Judah.
According to 149 verse 1 and 2, every national audience, according to what we're looking at, who are the saints of the precept? 149, we hear the word saint in verse 1. Then in verse 2, it tells us exactly what we're talking about in verse 2. So look at the verses 1 and 2 and tell us who the saints is and what their name is in verse 2.
Okay, reading verse 2 again and then giving the answer. 2 says, let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Yahdah Judah, Zion, be joyful in their king. Speaking of the children of Yahdah Judah.
So take away your faith right there. So now, with that understanding, what Mother read in the 11th chapter, the order of things, how is the order going to be? According to the Bible, the angel tells the story to John how the day will be. So how it's going to be, the first one he's going to wake up is who? According to 11:18. Who is going to wake up first there, young man? Titus? The seers. That's the first one he's going to wake up first. Then after that, who are you going to wake up?
The saints.
Who the saints is?
The children of Israel, the Yahdah Judah.
So we know exactly how it's going to happen. See, that's what we need when they're going to bring on every day the seer's job is to open up mysteries that have been hid since the foundation of the world. That's the mystery.
Yeah, well.
So when the Roman Catholic Church tell you that your parents are suffering over there in the purgatory and you lift that box on their real good and get them to heaven, that's a life in the pits of hell. It don't work like that. Now we put the book on it. You just have donated money. It's like putting money in a furnace of fire. And your belief is totally wrong. And who the head of it is the 10 northern tribes of Israel. They pray to Mary and Mary's mother Anne. Huh? Even to this day. That's going to get you thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. Ain't no way in this Bible it tells you pray to mother and Mary's mother Anne. You can't
Reading verse 12 again says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
Okay, and what's after that? What's next? Can you read?
Can I start with it after the name? Small and great and sure. You start them.
Small and great. Hey, mother. Hey, mother. Be about name. Small and great. Small and great.
Mm-hmm.
So the small man, the small woman goes through the name. The great man and the great woman goes through the name. Hear me then? Small and great. Now once we do that, then what God will do after that? Now you got a title word saying and. Now once you understand that, then you see that you know what's going on. Small and great, you know what's going on. Then God wants to throw a piece of back. What are you going to do now? Now you can throw a piece of back. Come on. Come on, brother.
Yes. And should destroy them which destroy the earth.
You break out running. Now you say, go ahead.
When I said,
the spirit of Yahweh, Michael appeared unto me, saying,
and Yahweh, angel Michael appeared unto who?
Unto me, saying,
who would it be? Turn those that got hit here back to the laws, death, and Matthew 25:21. This is our job, but we got to make sure we give it what the Bible's saying, not what we think, and all over the place. It don't work like that. That's why the elder read the early part of the lesson. St. John 3:11. We think what we know. Can we realize it's going to happen? We want the best of them to go, but we realize it's going to happen. Come on back there, young man.
Right back to the book of Nicodemus, chapter 14. I'm at verse 4.
This is good.
Verse 4 reads,
what?
I tell you that. Do not pray to Yahweh in tears.
Don't pray to Yahweh in tears.
And entreat him for the oil of the tree of mercy.
Yeah, but entreat for the tree of mercy. So don't make all that crying in front of Yahweh. Just keep out that mercy. Forgiveness that he got paid. He's already killed his boy to pass on.
Yeah.
All that falling down, crying and all that, you can put that down on his side.
Right.
He said, don't do that. Did we just read it?
Don't
read it again to make sure he said that.
Nicodemus chapter 14, verse 4.
This is good.
I tell you that.
I tell you now, Seth.
Do not pray to Yahweh in tears.
Don't pray to Yahweh in tears.
And entreat him for the oil of the tree of mercy.
But it's treated for the oil of the tree of mercy.
Yeah.
If really said over there in Acts, he said over there in Exodus, I show mercy on who I want to show mercy on, and who I don't, I don't.
Yeah,
so all that old crying and all that right there, you know, let's do some Bible now.
Hallelujah,
boy. Let's do Bible. Boy. All that Jimmy Swipe, ooh, you know what I'm saying? No, let's do Bible now.
Hallelujah, boy.
Let's do Bible. Let's get away from the personality and let's do Bible. Now you hear Bible. Yahweh is the one talking to Nicodemus to put it right. Just do it the way the Bible tells you to do it, and I bet you get where you want to get to. Read some more.
Wherewith to anoint your father Adam for his head.
Go ahead.
Verse 5.
What?
Because you can not by any means attain it until the last day. End times, namely.
You see, you can't get this what you want in eternal life. So ain't nobody raptured away, up and away, got it already. That ain't going on. Ain't nobody give nothing until the last day.
Hallelujah.
Is that what we read? Read it again. Ain't nobody give nothing. So when you pay for a pension, letter, a bonus, and now you're paying it back to zero, because and you bought your loved ones out of purgatory from something, you just gonna put your money in an open burners. That's all you did.
That's
all you did. You think you can buy your sins and now you forgive them? See that? It's a whole like that. That's the recipe to get thrown in the bottom of the lake of fire. You can't stand in no confession booth and tell them about the IOC and he tell you how much you gotta pay him. That don't work like that. Sin is breaking the law. Statutes and commandments. When you break the law, statutes and commandments, you sin. And always you can get rid of that and stop sinning. Stop breaking the law, statutes and commandments. You got to put down Sunday, Lord God, and Jesus, and Jehovah. That's what you got to do. Close the Bible. Go ahead.
Verse 5. Nicodemus chapter 14, verse 5.
Listen to this.
Because you cannot by any means obtain it until the last day is time.
And what you got to obtain is eternal life, so you're not getting it to the last day. So ain't nobody got it. Ain't nobody. Who gonna make it? Where you made it at? You can't get this to the last day. Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah.
See, you can't. Oh. How many millions can I give you to get my mom from where she is right now from something? No. You just donate millions. Same laughing at you. Donate money. Tell my wife, I got enough pictures married to whatever happened. I got enough pictures in marriage. No. That don't work with the Bible. That don't work now with the Bible. Now, I want to precept that the Zechariah and Bob Micaiah. I want to preach up there for a minute. See, we're trying to tell you how it works. Why don't you just go with the Bible? We read how it's going to work. He's going to tell you how it's going to work. That we're going to read. We're going to 2 Timothy chapter 4. And we're going to read exactly how it's going to work. He's telling Timothy and Titus right now. Paul is telling Timothy and Titus how it's going to work. Why this verse is not read? For verse 1. Talking about it.
The book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, picking up at verse number 1. Verse 1 reads.
What?
I charge you therefore before Yahuwah the Father and Yahuwah the Son,
who
shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom.
Now you ask, so when is Yahuwah going to judge the living and the dead? When is he going to do it?
At the appearing. At his appearing and his kingdom.
That's when it's going to happen.
Yahuwah.
That's when it's going to happen. So all this, well, I'm rational. When is the rapture going to come? 3 years, 7 years? No. Everybody that's, give me a piece of that mother, Eve. Everybody's mother. And Ecclesiastes chapter 3, mother. See, it got to be a ministry that teaches things. But we know the one who teaches is going to be you and me. Now, in 3 verse 20 of Ecclesiastes, hey, Marie, what do you say we can read in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 20? What do you say that we can read?
Okay, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3,
yeah.
Verse 20.
Yeah.
Okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 20. All go unto one place and are of the dust, and all turn to dust again.
How many mother in verse 20, mother?
All.
All go unto one place. All go to one place. All are of the dust. And all return to dust again. Now ain't that plain, mother?
Hallelujah, boy.
Hey, mother, is that plain?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Why can't we go with this? Why we got to go with everything else about purgatory, people selfish, halfway between heaven and earth? You pay the money and get them all here. They untold me, they unmade it. The wise man in the world said, all go to one place.
Mm-hmm.
All of the dust. All return again to the dust. All. Now, how did your great-great-grandmama escape the all?
Hallelujah,
you see that? It don't work like that. That's why it got to be a ministry somewhere. But where that ministry at? They're teaching they got the one name on table. They got Father Bill. All this to you. Without even looking at notes. I don't know when last time I looked at notes in this lesson so far. I ain't looked at now yet. Because Bill didn't tell you where to go. Put this with this. Put that with that. That's where you're going to come soon later. You're going to pick out this ministry as the ministry you're going to get behind. Yahuwah, voices of the true Israelite. We let you know that it ain't nothing happening. Not that way. Give a piece up on that. Mother B.F. Israel. Mother B.F. Israel, give a piece up on that. Man, best guy. Who's that? Israel. Fix that, Mother B.F. Israel. What's wrong with the microphone, devil, C.C.?
You say Ecclesiastes chapter 9?
Yeah. Verse 5.
Okay. I need to get to it. Ecclesiastes.
All right, come on up,
David.
Yeah.
We're waiting
on you
now. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, yeah. Verse 5 through 7. Verse 5. For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Verse 6. Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun, S-U-N. Verse 7. Go your way, eat your bread with joy, and drink thy wine with a merry mind. For Yahweh now accept your works. Yahweh now accept your works.
Yahweh accept your works. What's that mean, man? Left to the man. Once you sit down, according to God.
And where's what?
Where's the mind, according to verse 5? The last line, verse 5.
Where's
the mind?
Your memory is forgotten.
The memory is forgotten. So they cannot be suffering in purgatory, could they, Mother? They cannot be suffering in purgatory. So when the Pope told them in the 1400s, your parents are suffering in purgatory, that's not true. Because they don't have what?
No mind.
They don't have no memories of them. Right? So they can't be suffering in purgatory. So that scheme that was put up by the Pope Sixtus, that's what the Allah was saying about. Your loved ones not suffering nowhere. They're not suffering. For the memories of them is what?
It's forgotten.
And what happened to verse 6? What about oh, I know my great, great, great grandma loved me? But what happened to that love in verse 6?
Verse 6. Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion forever in anything that is done under the sun, S-U-N.
So long as the sun, how much portion do our great, 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 great grandmama coming back and saying that to her? How do we know that she ain't coming back? Long as the real. You see that? So your great, great, great grandmama ain't came back and told you nothing. She can't tell you nothing long as there's a word out there. You see that? Because y'all
walked out what in verse 7, Mother? Verse 7, go your way, eat your bread with joy, and drink your wine with a merry mind. For Yahweh now accept your works.
Yahweh now have accept your works. Yahweh now have accept your works. So while you laying down in that grave, Mother, what's going on in verse 10? So while our great, 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 great grandfather laying in that grave, what's going on in verse 10?
say verse 12.
Verse 10. Hold on. Wow. Great grandfather laying in that grave. What's going on according to verse 10?
I'm not hearing you good. You said go to verse 10. Okay, Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10. Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with your might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whether you go it.
So you can pay all the pensions and donors letters and your little ones, your great, 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 and stuff and out of them, could in vain get them out that day, mother, according to verse 10?
Nothing.
Nothing. So you see what they do now? So you see what the Northern Kingdom do? They the biggest one at confession booths along with Esau. And they have got all types of pensions for letters. They got marriage, it's called a treasure of heaven. They got all this in their dresser. But guess what? All that is dead weight. According to Yahweh, ain't nothing going to get your little one to do nothing until the time appointed. Ain't nothing you can do but just go your way and Yahweh has self favor. Go about your business. Because according to 1:26 verse 4, that young man, Brother Makai, and give me Adam and Eve, Brother Titus. Give me Adam and Eve, the 12th chapter. I'm going to find out what else happened. Because I'm going to find out one thing. Sooner or later, you're going to find out this mess right here is telling you what the Bible is saying. You can continue to be a Roman Catholic. You can build Christianity, which they did. That's up to you. But you're going to lose in the end. Everything you believe in is contrary to the Bible. 1:26, verse 4.
When you come, chapter 1:46, picking up at verse number 4. When you come, chapter 1:46, verse 4, read. His breath goeth forth.
Yes.
He returneth to his earth.
Yes.
And that very day, his thoughts perish.
And that very day, his dog perished. So all that running and crying and hollering. And that very day, what would happen?
His dog perished.
And he thought he had no more thoughts about himself or you. And what else happened that we can read? Brother Titus and on page 69, what else happened at verse number 12? What else happened in that very same day? After the breath goes forth out your body, what happens next that we can read? Verse 12 on verse 14 on page 69. First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 12. Verse 12 down to verse 14. First book Adam and Eve, chapter 12, verse 12. After having said this, say, let Enoch, the firstborn son, a commanded him, having to lead to minister in purity before the body of our father Adam all the days of his life. Then also to go at times to the altar, which he, Seth, had built. Yeah.
And commanded him to feed his people in righteousness.
In what?
In righteousness.
Really?
In judgment. In purity. All
Then
the limbs of Seth. Then the limbs of Seth were loosened. Good. His hands and his feet lost all power.
His hands and his feet lost all power. His hands and his feet lost all power.
His mouth became dumb.
His mouth became dumb. Huh?
Yes. Correct. And unable to speak.
And unable to speak.
And he gave up the breath.
And he gave up the breath. So when you give up the breath, what happened to you according to the Bible? What opponents that leave you once you give the breath? Let's read the four opponents again. Back to 13. You got to know this reason on the count. After you give up the breath, what leaves? What happens? Start again, 13.
First book Adam and Eve, chapter 12, verse 13. Then the limbs of Seth was loosed.
The limbs is loose. Yes, one.
His hands and feet lost all power.
Two.
His mouth became dumb.
Three.
And unable to speak.
And what?
And unable to speak.
But the preacher say you Harry, a good guru, they don't told me they made it. Huh? You better get right, because he heard them say they are made it to heaven. Right? But we found out the dignitary was unable to speak. Is that a read?
Hallelujah.
And we're at the next.
Lost all power.
Lost all power.
His mouth became dumb.
Yes.
And unable to speak.
Yes. Why?
And he gave up the breath.
Oh, go ahead.
And died.
Yes.
The day after his 912th year.
912th year.
On the 27th day.
Yes.
Of the month Abib.
Yes.
Enoch being then 20 years old.
Uh-huh. Then what happened? After this happened, what do you suppose it do? Verse 14.
Then they wound up carefully.
They wound them up. I mean, carefully.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Body of Seth.
Yeah.
And embalmed him.
And embalmed him with what?
With sweet spices.
Oh, okay.
And laid them in the cave of treasure.
And laid them in the cave of treasure.
On the right side of our father Adam's body.
Uh-huh.
And they mourned for him.
And they mourned for him.
48.
48.
They offered gifts.
Yes.
For him.
Yes.
As they had done for our father Adam.
Oh, so you mean somebody, this happened once before? In fact, I'm seeing when that happened. And what is anything different in 9 verse 1? So, this is how it works. 9 verse 1. Come on there, young man.
Alright, first book of Adam and Eve. Chapter 9. Verse 1.
Right.
When Adam had ended his commandments to Seth.
When Adam got through talking to Seth, his boy.
His limbs were loose.
Wait, tell him again.
His limbs were loose.
That means his limbs were loosened.
His hands. And feet.
What?
Lost all power.
His mouth.
Became dumb. And his tongue ceased altogether.
Speak. He couldn't speak no more. Watch it now.
He closed his eyes.
Close
his eyes. He gave up the breath.
He gave up the spirit. The breath. Correct?
Verse 2.
What happened?
But when his children saw that he was dead, they threw themselves over him. Men and women. Old and young.
What did they do?
Weeping.
Wait.
Verse 3.
him. And we can't say read it by.
Verse 5. Alright, verse 5. 10 10. Tune them up well and evolve them.
Yeah.
With plenty of sweet spices.
Uh-huh.
From sacred trees.
From sacred trees. Sacred trees.
From the righteous mouth.
Yeah.
And he laid his body.
He laid his body.
On the eastern side of the inside of the cave.
Mm-hmm.
The side of the incense. In place in front of him, a lampstand kept burning.
You see it? Okay. Hey, couple young man, in verse 8. I just want to get a little bit more out of verse 8.
Verse 8. Then all the children of Adam rose up and wept over their father Adam.
Yeah.
And made offerings to him.
Yeah.
140 days.
Go ahead. I'm in verse 8, right? You're in verse 8, right?
Hold on, give me that verse 8. I made it there. Verse 8. Verse Adam. Chapter 9, verse 8. But Eve said unto him.
Now, verse
8. In verse 8. But Eve.
No, where we at? I'm on page 65, verse 8.
Page 65?
Yeah, page 65, verse 8.
Page 65.
When I father out, that's what I want to hear.
Okay, verse 8.
Yeah, 65.
Okay.
Verse 8. When I father out, what?
Okay, 65, verse 8.
Yeah. Come on, young man. Makai, get to me. Read. You have a...
Read on my book.
And then pass it on. That's how I got down to your field today.
then? The moment.
I am dead.
Take ye my body.
And do what?
And weigh it up.
Yeah, the first thing you do.
The moment I die.
Do what?
And weigh it up. And wind it up.
Wind it up.
Wrap it up.
Go. Wrap it up.
First thing you do.
Wrap it up.
It ain't gonna be you coming looking down on me. That is not what Yahuwah requires. And this is the song of Yahuwah the Son. Tell him exactly what you do. Immediately.
Wind it up.
First thing you do, my son.
With mirth.
Alos and Cassia.
Yeah.
And leave me here in this cave of treasure. In which are all these tokens which Yahuwah gave us from the God.
Wound me up and walk away, my son.
Wound me up, put the spices on me, and walk away, my son. Is that what he did?
Hallelujah, God.
What he said. Read it again, what he said.
All right. First book out of me. Chapter 8, verse 9.
Yeah.
Oh, that, my son.
What's that, my son?
The moment.
The when?
The moment.
The moment.
I am dead.
Take ye my body.
And wind it up.
Wind it up.
With mirth.
Aloe. Make sure all that good stuff is in that wrap. Make sure all that good stuff is in there.
And Acacia.
Yeah.
And leave me here in this cave.
Hey, Acacia.
Yes, man.
We are going. We got each other in the night. We know Adam was the greatest man ever lived, right?
We are going.
You told the greatest man ever lived. Guess what you do, my son? Guess what you do? Huh? If you read this,
hallelujah, bro.
Here's it up. Here's that great man.
In which are all these tokens which Yahuwah gave us from the guard.
Verse 20.
And now I said, my son, behold, as revealed unto you, hidden mystery.
What revealed you?
Hidden mystery.
You thought you go to run and say, well, 1,000 3-piece suits and you got review hours for 3 hours and another 6 more hours of people to talk in that talk, huh? Now it don't work like that. Now we put some book on it. Yeah, it is him. Now them mysteries. And now we come through and read you the mysteries too, for every mystery.
Which Yahuwah has revealed unto me.
Oh, so just come to the room.
Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
Keep my commandments, laws.
Keep my laws, that is. Listen, keep it the way I tell you to keep it. Huh? Pass this on. This is how it works. The minute your body drops and the minute they give your body first, you're going to have your rap with you. Ain't nobody supposed to see you in a state with your eyes closed or whatever it is, you know. Ain't none of that going on according to the Bible. This is what you're supposed to do. Grab that body from kneeling, find some place to put it at. Tell you.
For yourself and for your people.
You see that? Now, Brother Craig, give me 9 verse 1. Now, after all that good talk, what's going on about this young man? Come on now, Brother Makai.
All right, the book of 2nd Adam and Eve, chapter 9, verse 1.
1 down to verse 3 and 5.
1 down to verse 3 and down to verse number 5.
And 8.
And verse number 8.
This is good now.
Verse 1 reads, when Adam had ended his limb,
When
Adam had ended his commandment to Seth,
as he gave the order to Seth,
his limbs were loosened,
his limb was loose,
his hands and feet lost the power,
he lost all power,
and mouth became dumb,
and his tongue. next?
Verse 2. But when his children saw that he was dead, they threw themselves over him, men and women, old and young, weeping. Verse 3. The death of Adam took place at the end of 930 years, and he lived upon the earth. On the 15th day of Bermuda, after the reckoning of an impact of the sun at the ninth hour.
Okay, good. Verse 5.
Verse 5. Then Seth wound him up. Where?
What kind of way?
Where?
That means you didn't see, a fingertip. Where? Wound him up where? Is that what we're reading?
Hallelujah, bro.
And what?
And embalmed him
with what?
With plenty of sweet spices from sacred trees and from the righteous mountain. And he laid his body on the eastern side of the cave, the size of the incense, and placed in front of him a lampstand kept burning.
Verse 8.
But Eve said to them,
right,
wait until we have first asked Yahweh to accept our offering and to keep by him the soul of Adam, his servant, and to take it up to rest.
You see that? So now, Eve was around. Just look at it. Let's wait on Yahweh now. Tell the next move now. So that's what we're working with. And that's what it means by the feast of unleavened bread. After you do the first day, the second day is all bonded, but you got to get out information. That's why they bond together to make sure your information right. Let's come on back, Mother E. Let's get a couple verses in, we're going to close the thing. So we got to make sure we know this all for come together today is to come together and understand what Yahweh is telling us. But these pieces are so important because you get them all together to explain everything. Because then they can be your last. Mother E. What it tells us in verse number 1 and 4 in the closing statement of Leviticus 23, verse 1 and 4.
Leviticus.
23.
Make it 1, 2, and 4. 1, 2, and 4. What does it say
in
1, 2, and verse 4 of
Leviticus
23? Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1, 2, and 4. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahweh, which ye shall proclaim to be righteous together, even these are my feet. Verse 4. These are the feasts of the Yahweh, even righteous together, which ye shall proclaim in that feast.
Okay. It says these are people proclaim, right, Mother?
These are the feasts of the Yahweh, even the righteous gathering, which ye shall proclaim in that feast.
So we're supposed to proclaim these feast days, right? The Yahweh.
Right.
Okay. So we're supposed to claim something, Mother. We're supposed to claim the feast days of Yahweh, right? And that's what we're doing right now. We proclaim the feast days of Yahweh. Close statement, Mother.
Close statement. Catch back on that way tomorrow at 7:30. So we proclaim this right here. Proclaim. Close statement, Mother. What's it say?
Thank Yahweh for the flag. Thank Yahweh for the teachers. And thank Yahweh for the listeners. And just thank Yahweh for being able to be in a class. Hallelujah.
Back on that way tomorrow at 7:30. Hey, Mother D of Israel, both sides. 7:00 to close the
statement. Leviticus 23, verse 5. Leviticus 23, verse 5. In the 14th day.
Make it 6, Mother. Make it verse 6.
Leviticus 23, verse 6. And on the 14th day of the same month, it's the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Unto Yahweh, 7 days, you must eat unleavened bread. Verse 7. In the first day. Okay, I stand correct. On the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Unto Yahweh, 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. Verse 7. In the first day, you shall have a righteous gathering. You shall do no servile work therein. Verse 8. But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh 7 days. And the seventh day is a righteous gathering. You shall do no servile work.
There it is. Okay, good. So that first day and the seventh day you will have a righteous gathering. All in between, that's the bonding time. They really try to get that thing together with those that need to take his own back to your land. Between two and six, that's big time bonding. And then they're really throwing it down from 2 to 6 like we're doing right now. Close saving that mother.
Okay, my closing statement is in Deuteronomy 29, verse 12. I'm just going to read. Okay. I was trying to pick up. But anyway, Deuteronomy 29, verse 9. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them that you may prosper in all that you do. Verses 10. That thou shouldest enter into covenant with Yahweh, your Yahweh, and unto his oath, which Yahweh, your Yahweh, made with you this day. Verse 13. That he may establish you today for a people unto himself, that he may be unto you a Yahweh, as he has said unto you, and as he has sworn unto your father, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Israel. Verse 14. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, verse 15. But with him that standeth here with us this day and before Yahweh, our Yahweh, and also with him that is not here with us this day. Yahweh is the covenant people, Yahweh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
All right, Mother X, back on that way tomorrow at 7:30. Now, come on back up, Brother Titus, and pick it up at that Nicodemus verse number 5 to 9.
Yahweh, look at Nicodemus chapter 14. I'm at our middle verse 5.
Okay.
The 5,500 years he passed.
Yes.
Verse 6. Then will Yahweh the Son, the most merciful Son, Yahweh the Father, come on earth.
Where's he coming at?
Come on earth.
He's coming on earth.
To raise again the human body of Adam.
Oh, and the first one he's going to raise up to who?
Adam.
The human body of Adam. He's going to raise up when he come on earth. The first man that died was Adam, right? Wasn't that right?
Yahweh.
So who the first man he's going to raise up?
Adam.
But y'all got already, you great, 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 grandma, they already raised up. See that? So when he come out of earth, he's going to raise up who first?
Adam.
Then what happened next?
And at the same time to raise the body of the dead.
And the same time to raise the body of the dead.
Yes.
Correct.
And when he coming, he will be baptized in Jordan.
Okay, correct.
Verse 7. Then with the oil of his mercy.
Yeah.
He will anoint all those who believe on him.
Oh, all those who believe on him, man.
And the oil of his mercy.
Yeah.
Will continue. Future generation.
Go ahead.
For those who should be born of the water.
Go ahead.
And of the righteous spirit.
Go ahead.
Let's see, eternal life.
Go ahead.
Verse 8. And when at that time the most merciful Son of Yahweh the Father, Yahweh the Son, should come down.
He'll come down.
On earth.
On earth.
He will introduce our Father Adam.
And he's going to introduce to those that were dead our Father Adam.
Unto paradise.
Unto paradise.
To the tree of mercy.
And then what are you going to do?
Verse 9. To all the patriarchs.
Oh, again, go all back to, again, those that carry that word first, the patriarchs. That's the most fierce. Go ahead.
And the fierce.
And the fierce.
Heard all these things.
They heard all these things.
From Set.
From Set.
They rejoice.
Yes.
More.
You see that? Go ahead. What verse is that?
In verse 9.
Okay, good. So that's how it's going to happen. You can get Adam up first, then Adam going to get all the seers up, then the seers will get all the rest of the people up. That's how it's going to happen. And it's going to take 1 through 9. That's the order of things. Adam. First man died, the first man gonna be woke back up. Then all the ones that carried his word, the patriarchs, the seers, and all them, all them big pagan terrorists, they come up next. Then the patriarchs is Abraham, Isaac, Israel, all them big pagan terrorists. They the ones that's some big patriarchs. Then them seers coming up behind that. Because they seers came behind them. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And that's some patriarchs they talk about. Same one we read over in the 13th chapter of Luke. He's going to get up. When you see Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, that's a big patriot. And all the sins come behind them. That's how it's going to happen. Now, give me verse number 9 through 11, young man. Back in Leviticus 9 through 11 then. Then what happens? No, just give me 9 and 10.
All right, the biggest.